Hey, good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And, of course, on going over to Free FM 89.0, coming out of Hamilton, going throughout the Waikato door. Hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. And in the show today, later on, we're going to have a look at Farmstrong. It's a mental health resource for farmers and people in rural communities. We'll listen to a couple of talks out of that. Before that, we'll have a couple of headlines, have a look at some weather and some gardening to-dos and things like that. As the show goes along, I hope you're having a lovely day out there. I'm going to play a Pop Mechanic song here straight away called Private Military. There with their song, A Private Military. and some promising headlines here. Just a couple today. Following the huge damage to forestry, Following the huge damage to forestry estates in Tairawhiti and Hawke's Bay, there's a few crews back at work while others are still waiting. And Forestry Industry Contracts Association Chief Executive Apuru Younger said about 60 workers have in fact had no work for nearly 4 months, and the contracting business owners are losing a lot of money. She had some of these crews have actually had no work since Christmas due to the export market demand and because of the infrastructure damage. They're not able to access skid sites, and I know contractor companies are paying out of their back pockets to keep the crews going. And unfortunately, from funding from MBIE and MPI, that's the Ministry of Business, Industry and Enterprise, I think it is, and MPI, of course, the Ministry of Primary Industries, hasn't been able to cover these costs, and I know they're really struggling. But working with the Wood Council up there, there's certainly some traction and understanding that they need some extension on that funding. So there we are, a bit of some woes there for the forestry sector. And there's been a call for caged hen eggs to be clearly labelled. Yes. Saying eggs should be explicitly labelled to show whether they are produced by colony hens living in cages, a group of vets said. Veterinarians for Animal Welfare Aotearoa, or VAWA, Managing Director Helen Beatty said, since the ban on battery cages came into force from 1st of January, some egg producers were apparently blurring messages for consumers. She adds many Kiwis don't know the colony cages still exist and house about a third of our layer hens, she said. She adds, while the living conditions for the hens were better in colony cages than previously allowed battery cages, hens could still not express their normal behaviours. So it's interesting that. Yeah, I didn't realise that kind of thing was happening, but there we are. And farmer confidence is lifting, but still very low, says the latest survey coming out of Rabobank. Yes, the survey shows the net confidence reading rose 20 points to 58% from 71% in the previous survey. 5% of those surveys expecting conditions in the agricultural economy to improve in the next year, up from 4% from the previous quarter. And those expecting conditions to worsen fell to 63%, which is down 75%. So, yeah, kind of mixed messages there, I guess. And that'll probably do for the headlines for this week. And I'm going to play you another New Zealand band, the Go-Betweens, with their song The House That Jack Kerouac Built.
It is through clenched teeth, that's what you've driven into. Want us to be lovers, want us to be friends. Want it like it's a living end. Keep me away from her. Kittens on the patchwork quilt. Oh no, what am I doing here in the house Jack Kerouac built? There's white magic and bad rock and roll. Your friend there says he's the gatekeeper to my soul. The velvet curtain, Chinese bell, friends like these, you're damned as well. Keep me away from her. Keep me away from her. Keep me away from her. Shake up.
right. That's the Go-Betweens there with the house that Jack Kerouac built. Hope you enjoyed that one. And we're at the time now. We're on the Over the Fence show. And a large complex low continues to bring some unsettled weather today, with most regions in Aotearoa seeing some wet weather. But conditions are a bit drier in east north of Banks Peninsula. And yeah, looking at the weather maps as they kind of play out there, yeah, there's moisture here, moisture there, sort of coming in from the Tassie, slightly to the north of, or sort of around Northland ways, I guess you'd say. And so that's all sweeping in there. And what else can I bring you in weather-wise? Well, thunderstorms, there's a risk of them, but they're easing. So instability is easing for western regions today, but there's still some. From the Waikato northwards especially, has a reasonable amount of instability still. And so there may be thunderstorms. Looking at, again, another map. Morning, afternoon, moderate risk. Heavy rain, 10 to 20 mils. Not really heavy. And they're saying hail, yeah. Don't kind of feel like there's going to be hail here. And Whangaroa anyway, it's not really cold enough, I don't feel like. Another headline is the soil moisture levels are good across Aotearoa. Which is good to hear, better than the compared to the statistical average. They're pretty good for April. So some Northland areas are still holding high amount of moisture, however, due to weather conditions earlier this year. So drier weather, especially in the east, won't be unwelcome, especially for Northern Hawke's Bay and Gisborne, of course. And the Eastern South Island is looking to get some rain today and into tomorrow, which is easing Friday. So, yeah, mushrooms might be popping up, and maybe. And so, yeah, that's... so it's good. And for the weekend, what can I... Oh, yes, there's a bit of a front out in the Tassie there. And a high just off the west of... Oh, sorry, the east of the South Island. And then one's going to be high pressure moving in this weekend or just out to the east, more or less, and the South Island's looking pretty settled. Saturday may see coastal cloud on the west and east, then breaking away. Also, there could be a bit of high cloud both days. Could be misty and foggy around the place. And... here in the North Island, there's likely to be cloud in the east and northeast and easterly airflow, perhaps a little blustery at times. And the northeast implying East Cape through to kind of up northern ways, by the looks of it. And it could be a few showers moving in to Taranaki and maybe Wellington, but it may be dry, with maybe a bit of sun as well. So, yeah, but muddled the forecast and, yeah, some kind of unsettled weather, I guess, is the classic autumn kind of thing, like spring sort of. But anyways, what else can we expect here in the Waikato? Well, these things is going to be partly cloudy. Occasional showers in the west becoming more widespread in the afternoon. And showers may become heavy in spots with thunder easing overnight with north-westerly winds looking around about a high of 22 degrees, something like that. So yeah, it's a busy forecast. There's a lot kind of happening, a lot of moving parts as a... as you could probably pick up there. And the humidity today is 73%. Expected high is, yeah, like I said earlier, around about probably 22 degrees, something like that. And the sun rose this morning at 6:44 a.m. and will set at 6 o'clock tonight. That's only a 44-minute difference between then and there. So it's obviously 12 hours and 8 minutes is the length of visible light. The actual day length is 11 hours and 16 minutes. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, will be 2 minutes and 19 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon, well, it's a waning gibbous, around about 60% illuminated at present. And that will rise at 6 past 10 this evening and set at 12:56 p.m. So, yeah, there's some weather for you. And I'll come back with some gardening to-dos after this one here by Lou Reed called My Friend George.
About a minky with a sword, and that made me think of my friend George. People said the man was 5'6". Sounds like Georgie with his killing stick. Hey bro, what's the word? I'm talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? I'm talking about my friend George. You're talking about my friend George. I knew Georgie since he's 8. I always thought that he was great. And anything that George would do, you know that I would do it too. George liked music and George liked to fight. He worked out in a downtown gym every night. I'd spar with him when work was done. We split lips, but it was all in fun. Hey, bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George. Next thing I hear, George has got this stick. He's using it for more than kicks. I seen him down at Smalley's bar. He was wired up. I tried to calm him down. Avenge yourself, he says to me. Avenge yourself for humanity. Avenge yourself for the weak and the poor. Stick it to these guys right through their heads. No, the fight is my music and the stick is my sword. And you know that I love you so. Please don't say a word. Can't you hear the music playing? The anthem, it's my call. And the last I seen of George, he was he running through the door. I says, hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George.
That's Lou Reed there, a song, My Friend George, off his New Sensations album there. I hope you enjoyed it, and it's Gardening to Do's time here on the Over the Fence show, and today is kind of the last day of the full moon kind of quarter, and still a good time to sow carrots and beetroot. Remember to water them regularly for even germination, and also a good time to plant garlic in a well-prepared bed. So yes, certainly coming up to the shortest day. And from tomorrow, as we enter the last quarter kind of phase, a good time to carefully harvest your kumara if you've got any. Leave it in the sunshine to cure skin for optimal storage. That's something to think about. And what else can you plant here in the Waikato? Well, grab a pen and paper, folks. These things, alyssum, apricot, beetroot, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, celery, coriander, cyclamen, daffodil, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, feijoas, forget-me-nots, garlic, hyacinth, kale, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, mesclun, onions, oranges, pansy vola, parsley, peas, poppy, radish, rhubarb, rocket, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, sweet pea, and tulip. There's a few more things you can get amongst in the garden. And weeding, of course, and harvesting your greens if they're ready. All right, so that'll do for that. And now I'm going to play a few. It just came out a couple of weeks ago, a new one by the Unknown Mortal Orchestra called Mishaga. All right, folks, that was Meshuggah with by Unknown Morgul Orchestra, and that's coming out off an album called V that's coming out in a couple of days. Hope you enjoyed that. It bodes well for the next one. And now we're going to come back soon with some little talks about... the first one I was going to play is kind of how Farm Strong started and what it's all about and things like that. In the meantime, while I get that organised, here goes the Melchicks with Drive. Melchicks there with their song Drive. Most of it anyway, it started like a minute through the song. I don't know why, but there we are. And now anyway, I thought it was timely to touch on farmers' sort of mental health and well-being again, you know, considering what everyone's going through over there in Tairawhiti and Hawke's Bay, things like that, and with winter creeping up again with the shorter days and, all the mud and everything coming back again. So I just want to play a couple of talks from an organisation called Farm Strong, and this first one's about the Farm Strong story, so you'll have a better idea of what it's all about after this, I'm sure. So here we go with this one. Hope you get something out of it.
All farmers are very, very busy people. There's always a list as long as anyone's arm of things that need to be done right now.
My sort of personal health has become, for me, a bit of a hobby, and I want to see my kids grow up and be there for them. Not many people live at their place of work, and that's another challenge of farming that people need to sort of understand. So it's about recognising when you're getting up to here and that you're starting to get frustrated, and maybe that's a good indication that you just need to take a break.
When your body's well and your mind's well, when the pressure does come on, and it does during the year, I mean, you're lambing, you're calving, you know, you've got unsettled weather patterns coming through, the droughts, you're generally able to handle and deal with those problems. It's a rollercoaster ride farming sometimes.
We're working in one of the most dangerous industries in New Zealand. Being dairy farmers, we're working with bloody 5-ton machinery, and we're lifting shit, you know, every day that weighs over a ton, and we're working with livestock. You've got to be on your ball every minute of every day on a dairy farm.
Farm Strong's all about taking the science of well-being to busy farmers and sharing the things that they can do to to look after themselves and the people that work in the business?
Well, the number one key thing is firstly to look after myself. If I don't look after myself, then I can't look after my family, I can't look after our team, our farm, our cows, all that sort of carry-ons. Traditionally, farmers just hard workers, and if, you know, a Kiwi bloke on a farm just get out there and work from dawn till dusk, it's an image that I guess has been there for many, many years. It was when we started talking to our staff and our kids about farming in the future that they were saying, well, if my life is going to look like yours, then I actually don't want to be farming.
We wanted to get to know our audience a lot better, particularly would they see the benefits around improving their wellbeing. So we had over 400 farmers respond to an online survey that really gave us the nuts and bolts of what were the challenges for the program to engage farmers around this, what things were farmers interested in, and those insights really formed the basis of the design phase of the program. Fundamentally, you need to partner up if you're really wanting to make a sustainable and long-term difference. Also, the importance of having partners and collaborators on board is that if they care as much about the problem that you're trying to solve as what you do, they'll also bring their insights, the talent and energy of their teams and their employees, and also financial resourcing.
You know, we've got a very strong brand, a very credible brand, one of the strongest in New Zealand, and so we've bought our brand. We've also bought the fact that we deal with over half the farmers and growers in New Zealand anyway, and for us it was a good opportunity to give back something a little bit different. And while we insure property and equipment and stock and things, you know, the key asset on a farm or in a farming operation or any family are the people involved.
Farmers behave or do something differently because they heard it from another farmer. So the face of Farm Strong has been very much the farmers who've come on board, care about improving their own well-being and the well-being of the sector, and have been willing to share their tips and advice and what they do for the benefit of other farmers. We go to where farmers go, so we attend dozens of agricultural field days around the country, and lots of farmers come in and we have conversations around what we're doing. We share our tools and resources face-to-face with farmers. Another really important part has been going up the valleys, you know, into farming communities and running our events, our educational workshops. We've done workshops around the country where we're teaching different thinking strategies and different skills that help with your performance on the farm.
Well, I come back and I looked at my father and a couple of guys on the farm and thought, well, you know, maybe this is how I'm going to help them out, is by passing on that.
So developing a website has been a really important hub and platform. You know, we get over 1,000 new people visiting a week, and increasingly we're getting people staying on there longer to have a look at the tools and resources, download our stories.
Yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm in the Manawatū, and uncles and aunties on both sides of the family are farmers, so it's pretty cool to be able to help out in any way I can, and sometimes it's just starting a conversation.
It's really, it's amazing how it's grown in the last 12 months, Farm Strong. I honestly didn't know a lot about it. It seems a really good initiative, and I actually really like it, and it's awesome that Sam Whitelock's come on board, and he's part of it, and I think it's only going to get stronger and stronger, and it's outstanding, and if we can do our bit to support it, well, we're more than happy to do that.
Every year we do an annual random sample survey of over 450 farmers around 9 behavioural metrics around improvement and well-being. For example, one of the measures is around, are you coping better with the ups and downs of farming? That we're seeing that 26% of farmers have said in the last year, I am coping better.
It does take time. You haven't got all the answers often at the start, and so you learn on the way. And we've done that, and we've tried things that haven't worked, and we've tried other things and it worked really well. So a little bit of experimentation is good. Not spreading yourself too thin is also equally important. And so, yeah, it's about learning as you go, making progress, celebrating that. And we've learned that collectively, I think, around the table.
So I think Farm Strong is awesome. Best thing since sliced bacon. Well, you go to school and you learn about all these things, but like nowhere do you learn about trying to look after yourself, trying to eat properly, trying to, like, you know, make sure that you call a friend when you're in stressful situations. There's nowhere that says that.
So I think Farm Strong is a really good initiative. In the industry, I believe we've all recognised that there are multiple issues, and I feel like Farm Strong is doing something about it. And so, yeah, I definitely think that it's great that farmers do listen to farmers, and it's good to have farmers telling their stories and their truths, because that's what resonates with farmers.
Oh, I think Farm Strong's really relevant right now. It's easy to isolate yourself on a farm and stay busy. And if we all sort of share our problems sometimes, it makes them go away and makes you feel a bit better about things.
We often talk about what drives the farm, and we talk about KPIs and things like that, and, you know, production. But if we don't look after ourselves, then if I don't have this body and this mind, then I can't farm. So really it has to become a priority.
If you really want to make a difference, you know, investing in the future is a great way to do that, and prevention is a great way to do that. It's a great opportunity for people in your team as an organisation to get alongside something. It's a great way to make a difference, and it's a great way to give back.
Shut that dog up. Is that right? Sit down, Roar! Sit down!
All right, folks, there we are. That's Dork there. I've just been chatting away in the studio here, and maybe farmers need to say things like the chat say here, it's Smoko. There's chats there with their song Smoko, and now I have a request to play. It's a Daft Punk song called Instant Crush for 80 Grace. All right, folks, here we are. There was Daft Punk there with Instant Crush. And we've got time on the show for another short little talk I want to play you. It's entitled Woman on Wellbeing. Rural woman, that is, of course. So here it goes.
To any other occupation, and it's certainly not immune from stress. I think farming offers a unique kind of range of circumstances in that there's lots of factors that are outside of someone's control that impinge on their business, you know, such as the climate and schedules and prices and all those kind of things. But also, farming's not just an occupation, you know, it's someone's livelihood often, it's their lifestyle, it's their family life and so forth. So there's a lot that it's depending on, I guess, so that can really up the ante.
I guess when you're a mum and you're a wife and you're a community member, you often go, my time will come. And sometimes we're just letting years roll by and not letting our time come. What about looking after this person as well as everybody else? Because I do see a lot of women that are just so bound up, and their well-being suffers dreadfully because their husband is unwell, because they've actually stopped doing all the things that they need to do. So they've stopped socialising, they often shut down, they don't go and visit their friends or anything, they maybe don't share what they're going through, and so therefore their well-being as well as their husband's is suffering. So I would say step back, be there as support, but remember to look after yourself as well at the same time.
Isolation often affects a lot of rural women. They live quite far from town and have worked so hard on their properties often. They do work alone all day, most days, so unfortunately it can get to you. That's one of the things that I struggled with when I sort of let it all get on top of me, is I forgot that I loved farming and I forgot that it was really what I wanted to be doing, and I just kept thinking about, oh, I've got to do this job, this is my list of things that I'm behind on. And I didn't take time to stop and cuddle my lambs and all that sort of thing, the parts that I got into in the first place.
When people are under a lot of demands and so forth, the things that go out the window, the things we know, the factors that we know are actually keep us well. So they're things like socialising and connecting with other people, their exercise, your nutrition, continuing to learn stuff, continuing to contribute, and also doing enjoyable activities. So that's off-farm stuff.
I find that the way to manage my own stress is I really have to be quite organised. I keep a diary that helps me to really plan out my week, and don't forget within that week you have to have the break times, and don't forget to plan those in as well. For example, I volunteer at Writing for the Disabled, and that's quite a relaxing way to that I know that I'm being helpful to some people and helpful to the organisation, so I do think giving back is a big one as well.
Farming is a lifestyle, and it got to the point that it was so busy that we actually couldn't stop and smell the roses. It was really important that we stopped and enjoyed our children. They're not little forever, so we wanted to do that, and we actually brought those aspects into our business plan. Part of our business plan is that we do get off farm at least twice a year with the family, with the kids, and have a change of scenery.
Everybody thinks that, you know, farming's a lifestyle, and so that you're kind of stuck on the place all the time, but it's not your life. Your family is your life, and you have other hobbies and friends and things that you got to do. That's why we get off the place, because we want to have a laugh, have a good time, and don't want it to be all about work.
FarmStrong just gives people the tools to put wellbeing at the forefront of their thinking. You know, we're so wound up in our businesses often, and so thinking about the wellbeing of our animals, but this wellbeing of ourselves often gets pushed very much to the side. Time away is incredibly important, because it just lowers your stress levels generally. And I'm now 5 years down the track singing classically. That really helped me get some balance. And what I did then was I took a day off every week, a specific day, and that day was not negotiable, because that was the day that I had to go to my lesson. And that made me get off the farm, because I think when you are completely identifying with your job or your business, it's a very vulnerable place, and you need to be able to step back and actually just nurture yourself at the same time as running a business.
All right, so there's some interesting thoughts there to keep in mind, aren't there, folks? It's it's very important to look after yourself. I know there's 10,000 things to do, of course, looking after the animals and everything else, but yes, it all starts from looking after yourself as the thread you might have picked up, one of the threads anyway, you might have picked up going through those things. I just wanted to bring that, bring that up this week, take care of yourself, look after yourselves and things like that. And of course, there's a bunch of
Places you can go if you need to talk to someone about whatever's going on. Rural Support Trust, of course, the Area Women's Network, the Rural Women's Network's another good one. These are all rurally focused, so... and yes, I do have the numbers here. I don't think I'll bother reading them out right now, but yeah, so yeah, I hope in some way that was work for you, or you got something out of it at least. Anyways, so yeah, there's and we'll bring this up yeah, again. We'll get a few people lined up to have a chat about these sorts of things as time goes by on the show. So next few weeks of that. So but anyway. I want to play you another reasonably new song from another New Zealand band now. It's called The Way It Works from Soaked Oats. Soaked Oats there. Sorry, I really don't know what I did there to cut it off. But anyways, doesn't mean I've got time for one more thing before we close out the show. Play for you a song called Beautiful Things by the 3Ds. And that'll be it for the show after this one. And I hope you have a lovely day out there and enjoy yourselves. Begin next week. Take care, folks. And ka kite. Thank you.